Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Brother B. Welcome to another edition of The Menu. Currently having a couple of difficulties right now. Give me about 10 minutes. Be right back to you. Thank you. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Let me get my mom dinner.
Hello?
Hello?
Finally. Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, okay. Allow me to reintroduce myself. How you doing, everybody? Once again, another episode of The Menu. We had some technical difficulties. Thanks, Blog Talk Radio. But look here, it's Brother B, and the other two ditched me tonight, so it's all good. So I got my sister Rachel in the house. Say what's up, Rachel, to everybody in Blog Talk Radio Land.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, how you doing? That wasn't as hearty as I was expecting, but, you know, it's good. It's good enough. And how was your day, Rachel?
My day was pretty good, and yours?
You know, it's all right. I'm here, you here, we blessed. And that's all I'm going to say. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah, exactly. So, in the spirit of, you know, of what we are, and, you know, we have other people like that, tonight's topic, true friendship. How real is a real friend? And forgiveness. Who's really deserving of it? So, what's a real friend in your definition?
A real friend in my definition is someone that doesn't judge you, someone that accepts you for who you are. That's a real friend.
Sure. So, if I may ask, how many of those people you think you have surrounding you or you feel you have surrounding you, those real friends?
Real true friends?
Yeah.
I would say two. Outside of family, two.
Okay, I gotcha. I mean, one word that I can use, and I've used it many times, but one word I can mainly use when it comes down to the whole thing of, like, a true friendship is, like, mm-hmm. unconditional.
Okay.
And if a person accepts you unconditionally, that's it, and which goes along with that person that doesn't judge, but yeah, it's the unconditional thing, then that's a true friendship. Now, certain people out there, are you going to say something?
I said I agree.
Yeah, certain people out there are friends with conditions. Like relationships. Like, have you ever been in a relationship where it's okay when things are going a certain way, but then when things probably, you know, little bumps in the road, next thing you know, they're you know, they're ready to be out.
Yeah,
that,
I have.
Yeah, yeah, me too. See that right there? That was never a friend. That's a conditional relationship. Like, even when it comes down to relationship between two people, I feel that you should always be friends first. Because if you can't be friends, then what else can you
be? You can't be in a relationship.
Yeah. Well, it also depends on what you want out of a relationship. Now, if you're just looking for lust and sex,
friends with benefits,
it may work. Yeah, it may work for a little while, but still in all, if you're generally not into a person or you don't have some type of like for a friend or a person, or you don't want to be cool with them,
mm-hmm.
how could you continue sleeping with them? Anything else?
True.
That's why I said it in the show before, when it comes down to the whole side piece thing, see, a side piece is your friend. It's that friend. Like, even though you may have a spouse, I'm not condoning. But sometimes, and I've come across certain people that have said, or people in the past that have said things like, well, you know, I could talk to my lady, or I could talk to my husband about certain things, but I can't talk to him about everything. So I'm like, if you can't talk to him about everything, what type of relationship do you really have? Like, is that really your friendship? Because you should be able to keep it 100 no matter what. In my opinion. But then you have somebody like the side piece that comes in and just gets that other side information that you don't divulge. And it's like, why? What makes this person better at being a friend? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. What does make that person better at being a friend? Why is it you're more comfortable divulging certain things in the side piece than you are with the person you supposedly in a relationship with?
You know what? Because
is it
I believe...
because the side piece won't judge you, or the side piece won't criticize, or what is it?
I think it's a few things, but those two are nails right into the wood. Like, I think the side piece is not going
to
be critical,
or
not
matter to
judge.
You what the side piece thinks.
Yeah, well, that I think that too, because see, see, people who have these friendships, the so-called friendships, sometimes they do say that, oh, well, you know, what you think matters to me. Okay, I can get that. Like, you know what I'm saying, what you think, you know, your opinion, you know, I hold your opinion in high regard and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, there's always that one person that kind of judges you or looks at you a little funny off of what you say or how you say it, or, you know, like, And yet it should be, you know, if you're a real friend, it shouldn't be no issues. Like I said, everything should be carte blanche. You say what you got to say. You do how you do. You ever see it is what it is.
But that's what a real friend is supposed to do. They're not supposed to hold any punches. A real friend should be able to tell you how it is, and you can accept that and move on. I don't think that if a real friend criticizes or judges or whatever it is, a real friend should be able to correct you if you're wrong or criticize, or that's unconditional to me. I had a friend tell me once that they couldn't be friends with anybody if that person wasn't real with them.
True. True.
So I believe that that's what a real friend is, a person that's not going to sugarcoat it.
It should never be sugarcoated. It shouldn't happen at all. Now, a thing that I find interesting, and I kind of want to get out there, is like, all right, so How do you see a situation like this? Oh, first we go any further. Listen, anybody want to call in? 347-324-3395. You're on with the menu. Brother V, Sister Rachel, we're here. We're talking about this friend thing. Now, check this out. So, let's say somebody you grew up with. Somebody that's been a friend for 20-plus years. You all of a sudden get into a disagreement, and then you're not speaking anymore. What the hell is that? Was that really a friendship, or was that basically somebody, did somebody change? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell is that? Because I've had that happen twice.
I've had it happen also. And I think it's a lot of factors that play into situations like that. Like, what happened that could have broken up the friendship? Maybe they weren't friends to begin with. Maybe, you know, some people can't handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different things that can play into a situation like that.
Because,
I mean,
20
plus years is a long time.
That's
so
okay,
it has to be something.
Something like what?
I just think it's a lot of different. It can't be just one thing to break up a 20-plus year friendship. It has to be some underlying thing to bring it to that, you know, to bring it to a head like that.
And that's the same thing that I was thinking. Like, were we really friends? Like, was this some type of animosity that you've been holding, you know, under your breath all of these years, and the one situation happens and you just, like, spaz out, or you just take the opportunity to just go all in 100%?
Yes, I agree. Yes. It has to be.
A true friend,
you know, wouldn't let one thing, if nothing has happened in 20 plus years and one incident caused a friendship to break apart, it has to be something, you know, really, really serious. Or, like I said, it has to be some underlying issues that was kept buried all those years, and that one incident just brought it to a head.
I mean, it does make sense, but, you know, it's like, sadly, I mean, doesn't it kind of feel like you wasted time? Like, it's betrayal.
It is.
It really is, to me, a form of betrayal, because this is a person that you had their back, they had your back through thick and thin. You broke bread, you laughed together, you cried together, you hung out, you did all types of crazy stuff together, and then one day, just all of a sudden, it's over. And it's like, wow. It just really makes you think back in retrospect, like, wait a minute, were we really friends? Like, I took it as a friendship. Like, I valued the friendship, but I guess the other person never did or really didn't.
I agree. But then that leaves you wondering what happened or what was it? Because a lot of people, they do things or they say things not thinking or knowing exactly what it is that they did. And some people don't think that they say or do anything, you know? But to their so-called friend, they took it to heart, and they think it was bigger than, you know, what you thought it was.
Wow, I find that.
But true friends should be able to talk about things like that and get past it, if they're true friends. if they can't, then like you said, they were never friends to begin with.
But that's so sobering. Like, you know what I'm saying? To think about, like, the secrets, just to think about the things between you two, and then all of a sudden it's just like, you know, it's just like, wow. Mm. Like, really? Like, over something, and it'd be over something so petty. Something that didn't even make sense. That's why it leads me to believe that if you're the one stuck with the question mark over your head, then it must be the other person that changed. Something in them that changed. Something in them that just didn't want the friendship anymore, that didn't value it anymore, or something in them just, I don't know. Like, I don't, like, who knows what happened, but I'm still befuddled.
Yeah, they just grow apart. They get older. I mean, that's in any relationship, friendship, whatever. Some people, they grow apart.
And that's just, so what type of hope does that give you for just ever, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just having a relationship or having a friendship. Like, that. What does that really, you know, make you think about, like, the person that you talk to? Because you never know. One day you may be cool today, the next thing they'll be like, oh, we ain't friends no more. And they'd be spreading your stuff all over the, you know, all over the gossip page or whatever, all over Facebook.
Mm.
You know?
In cases like that, you just be mindful of who you let in that circle again, you know?
But that's the thing.
Because if it can happen with somebody you consider to be a friend for 20-plus years, it could happen with anybody.
So in that case, you might as well just keep to yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. In this day and age, that's what you have to do. Because you never know who you consider a friend is spreading your business. You know?
Yeah, true. I don't know. It's really confusing. It's confusing,
well, what's confusing
because
it makes me
feel like people are not who they, like, people ain't made
people are not
the same
genuine
anymore.
Yeah,
so anymore. Yeah, that's my problem. Because then some people want to call me sarcastic or call me angry. No, I'm not angry. I'm not sarcastic. It's just the fact that it's like, yo, real talk. If you're not genuine, who the hell are you to label me anything? Because you're the fake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my problem. Fake ass.
There's a lot of pretenders.
Yeah, and I'm like, where the hell did this come from? Like, where did they pop up from?
Some people,
like,
they
why does anybody got
that.
Yeah, well, I just don't get, like, I don't have time to pretend for 20 years. I don't have time to pretend for, like, 5 years. I don't have time to pretend for 12 months, let alone 6 months. I ain't got time for that. So my whole thing is, if you can't be who you are, you know, like, we've gotten to, you know, our little beef here and there. It ain't speak for a little while, but we still here.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's like, when I look back on other, like, when we get into our little beefs or whatever, I think about that. And then I think about, well, I know we'll speak again, but then I look at the other situations and be like, well, what happened then? Because I guess, like you said, because I know you're genuine, but I thought they were genuine too. I mean, like, come on. These are people you've been at their family's house. You call they moms your mom, or they dad your dad. You know, it's like, wow, really?
And that's when you learn to differentiate. That's when you know who's real and who isn't real. Yeah, sometimes it's a shocker, and sometimes it makes you think, and you know, but that's life. That's what you have to do. You have to pick out who's genuine and who's not genuine, who's going to have your back, who's not going to have your back.
I don't know. The sad part is, like, I didn't know picking friends became was that hard. Like, it seemed like when you were younger, it just became, the friendship just grew. Now all of a sudden, it seems like sometimes people are just around each other just to get something from the next person.
What they can get, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like you said, there's a lot of posers, a lot of pretenders. So it's like, what did you do? Because it's like nobody's really giving people a chance anymore, which is sad. And sometimes I can be one of them as well, to not give people too much the benefit of the doubt, because I know that in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, are you going to try and cut my throat? Are you going to try to stab me in the back?
And unfortunately, that's the way of the world these days. You have to be that way to protect yourself and to protect whatever it is you have. You have kids, you got to protect your kids. You have material things you want to hold on to, you have to protect that. You have to be that way sometimes with people.
And that's a damn shame, because then it's like, to a degree, you're closed and you're really not opening yourself up to too much else.
That's true.
I mean, you know, because people nowadays, I remember years ago, you know, people could play that game, that little pretend role for maybe 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes down to a relationship, whatever. But now, you got people pretending for years. Like, they're straight actors.
They're getting whatever satisfaction they're getting out of it. They couldn't pretend as long as you let them pretend. They're going to get whatever they can get as long as you're allowing it. But as soon as you pull a card, then, okay, they busted. It's on to the next victim.
But now check it out. So what about those people who you know have wronged you to a degree? You've never discussed it with them, yet they still want you around. Like, they're not looking for anything. Just for maybe conversation, just to maybe to talk to you. Like, what are those people? Like, are those friends or just like quirky people? Like, what is your thoughts on that?
Those are the people I really can't say that they don't want anything. They're just holding on to what you want to call a friendship until they can get what they want, until it's time for them to get what they want. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing.
You might not think they want anything. You might not think that all they want is conversation or whatever the case may be. But in their mind, they want something. It's just, when is the right time to get it, you know?
And it may not be physical. It doesn't always have to be physical. Yeah, like money or something like that. It could be just, I guess, who knows? I guess the way you make them feel. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird.
It could be anything. But they just holding on until it's the right time to get what they want.
Gotcha.
And as long as they're getting what they want, they're going to keep holding on.
To a degree, I'd rather that, because at least I know where you're coming from. See, remember I believe we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, and you were saying, well, I said at one time, if we had gotten to a certain type of beef, like, you know what I'm saying, I would never, over something like, over this type of thing, I would never speak to you again. And you was like, wait a minute, hold on. How are you going to say that to me, but then you speak to other people? Because it's kind of like the expectation. See, you, I trust
and I still don't get it.
Because I still don't get it.
Because you have people that have wronged you.
Uh-huh.
You have people that you know have wronged you, but yet you would still speak to them.
Because.
But here it is, you have somebody that has never wronged you, but if it was to ever come to that, then I'm cut off.
It may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me because the thing is, there's the trust. Like, put it like this. Let's say if I was hanging off the cliff,
mm-hmm.
and you stuck your hand out to help me up, and then the other person that I knew would let me fall, I stuck my hand out to them too. See, I know they're going to let me fall. You, on the other hand, I can take your hand and you can turn around and be like, oh, snap, my underarm itch, and then let me drop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't expect that from you. There's certain things that I don't expect from you. Like, as that friend, there's certain things that I really, like, if you was to do this, if you was to do that, I'd be so shocked.
Okay, I get that.
But then
why still let the person that you know is going to let you go, why still continue
reach for them?
To allow them? Because that's my thing. They feed off of that. They say, well, he know I'm going to let him go, so I'm going to keep letting him go as long as he let me. You know what I'm saying? Why still continue to allow them to do that? And you know that's what they're going to do. As opposed to, oh, my underarm itch, it's an accident, but you're never going to speak to me again.
But check this out. It's not an accident, because if you go to scratch your underarm and you let me go, that means you intentionally did it. You know what I'm saying? It sounds crazy, but you intentionally did it.
That don't make sense, B. That does not make sense.
Listen, real talk. All right, like I said, the other person, if you expect them to be a certain way,
uh-huh.
you accept them. You accept them for who they are, and that's just that.
Yeah, I get that. Why do you continue to let them? You understand what I'm saying?
Because you already know they're not losing anything either.
Yeah, you keep falling off that damn cliff.
But that's the thing. That person is really not going to let you fall, because to a degree, if they let you fall, but like this, you know that they have the potential of letting you slip. The person that's putting their hand out, I can let them go, but I'm not going to.
Mm.
Just like I can reach for Rachel, but I'm not going to, because my underarm is, so I'm going to reach to somebody else, because just in case Rachel make a mistake and let me slip, then I'm going to be mad at her forever. If this person let me slip, I already know, so it ain't no hard feelings. It sounds crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it does. It's B logic. That's all it is.
It's B logic. Only B get it.
But the whole thing is this. There's certain things, like I said, in certain friendships, there's certain things that you do not, or relationships, period.
But that's not a
certain
friendship.
Things you do not expect.
That's not a friendship.
It's a functional friendship. Because you know what? Put it like this. You can't say the Joker and Batman are friends, but in some strange way, they feed off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because one can't exist without the other.
Okay.
So you got to have that mix. Now, let's take our friendship for example. Like I
mm-hmm.
said, there's certain things that I just don't, like, I would be like, wow. If Rachel, like, wow, Rachel took the keys and crashed my car, I didn't expect that from her. Like, I can be like, well, you borrowed my you asked me for the keys to borrow my car, and you got into an accident. But I didn't expect you to just take the keys, jump in the car, and just, boom, crash into a wall. Like, oh, wow.
Mm.
Like, that's crazy. See, I wouldn't expect you to do that. But then you look at somebody else, and you like, yeah, I would. Let me keep my keys over here because I know this person going wild out. Like, everybody, to a degree, a lot of people serve purposes to one another.
Whether it be love,
whether it be friendship, whether it be just some type of communication, a hug or whatever, everyone
mm-hmm.
serves their purpose to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when it comes down to certain relationships or these friendships, maybe one person feels like, you know what, I've outgrown, like you said, I've outgrown this relationship. I don't need you. But that's not cool. That's not cool.
Why
because
not?
Then, because how could you outgrow a friendship? Your friend, like, how could you outgrow a friendship? That's like, oh, I won the lotto. I don't need Jesus no more. I don't need that relationship. Listen, if
that's
nobody
not
else
the same
different,
thing. People just
everybody
is not the same. People just, like, the things I was doing when I was 20, I'm not doing at 30. You know what I'm saying? I outgrew it. It just doesn't
okay.
interest me anymore. It doesn't, you know.
Okay.
It's just not the same.
But all right, so if you have a friend that's not doing the same thing that they were doing as 20, I mean, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
people go in different directions, you know? They do different things in life. They just, you know.
Nah.
It's hard to explain, but.
I kind of was guilt go back to the point of, like, maybe we just really wasn't friends in the beginning. It's kind of hard to fathom that, but I can't see 20, 30 years. Like, when you hear about these people being married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and then all of a sudden they split, like, you got to be kidding me. Like, are you serious? Like, what the hell was the purpose of you even being together that long to only split up for what? Like, really, who the fuck are you fooling?
Some people are together for different reasons. Some people are together for different reasons. Not everybody is together for love. Not everybody is together for friendship. People are together for a lot of different reasons.
Okay, and
I've had
that.
People tell me they stay in relationships because of their kids. Like, for what? You can't be a parent to your kid if you're not in a relationship? That don't make sense.
Well, it changes the dynamics. Like, once the household is broken, that's it. It's a wrap. The dynamics change. Like, me and my kid's mother, like, she can't even text me or call me. Like, she only do emails. Like,
that's
I don't like her. Like,
that's a different type of relationship.
But no, the reason why I don't like her because how she tries to put my kid in the middle of things. And I don't appreciate that. See, like I said, once the household is broken, the dynamics change. See, when you're together, your kid is seeing you every day, seeing mother every day, you know, everything is hunky-dory from what it seems like on the surface.
Yeah, but some relationships are more poisonous if they are under the same roof as opposed to them not being under the same roof. I mean, in your situation, y'all don't get along, y'all don't like each other, whatever the case may be, and that's just what it is. Do you think it would be any different if y'all was under the same roof? Hell no.
Well, I mean, listen, put it like this. If one person, both people would have to be willing to coexist.
Exactly.
But if one person is like, oh, hell no, I don't need you, get the hell out. oh, but I do need your wallet. So you, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take that. You know what I'm saying? That's the big difference. But one person didn't want to coexist for the sake of the child. And then when the split happens, then you have one person that starts really getting nasty. And then once again, the dynamics change. It changes again. And it's like, yo, what are you showing the kid? Just like, once again, you've been friends 20, 30 years, and all of a sudden, oh, what happened to such and such? Oh, we don't speak no more. So the family's like, wait a minute. Y'all been running together since y'all were like this tall.
No, all the dynamics change. The dynamics change, just like you just said. The dynamics change. Y'all gotten older. Y'all doing different things. The dynamics change.
But doing different things. Listen, if you and this person just broke bread last week, and you're talking about what's going on in each other's life, and this person is godchild, or godfather, or god whatever, or godmother of your kids, and all of a sudden, boom. It's like, oh, I don't mess with that person anymore. Once again, where the hell did that come from? Like I said, it had to be
something had some underlying issue. It has to be. In my opinion.
That's why my whole attitude is this.
Don't be friends with anybody?
No. I mean, I don't even want to tell anybody to be out there and, like, you know, you got to watch your back. Because I hate to feel that way. Like, I don't want to have to watch my back around anybody that I consider a friend. Because if
but
I got to watch my back.
Unfortunately, you do with everybody. Everybody is suspect.
And that's just, and this is why I don't have many people. I don't keep many people around. My thing is, why do I have to do that? Why should anybody have to do that? I shouldn't have to look over my shoulder or sleep with one eye open. You know what I'm saying, with a person that I consider a friend. I shouldn't have to do that. But it seems like this is what it is. I don't know. So, if somebody has wronged you, depending on the person, it's like, what's your take on forgiving? Now, I know me and you are kind of in the same boat with this whole forgiving people thing.
You know how I feel. It depends. It depends on, for me, it depends on who the person is, what the person did. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that play into that for me. Because I've had people wrong me once, and we weren't friends anymore, and it was a long-term friendship. And I've had people wrong me on several occasions. And after a certain amount of chances, that was it. So it depends on the person and what the wrong was. I think that as I have gotten older, my forgiveness level gets lower and lower.
Yeah, mine's too, because I don't know what it is. Like, when I was younger, I used to look at some older people.
Like you said, it's a time issue. I don't have time for the BS, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I as I get older as well, I start to realize that, once again, you can't give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
No.
And you can't be so willing to forgive certain deeds. It depends on what you do.
But it's up to that individual to decide what deed they're going to forgive and what deed they're not going to forgive.
Well, this is true. Because, see, like I said, it's like, as we were discussing, if you were one of those friends for like 20 plus years, and then all of a sudden you do that one thing to cross me.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew, like, you didn't cross me by accident. You did it on purpose. You did it maliciously. No, I can't forgive you. Like, I can't. I can't forgive you. I can't. But like I said, there's some, like, listen, you can't sit here and say, yo, come on, man, real talk. You can't sit here and say that there are certain people that you come across that you kind of, you know, you befriend, or they befriend you, but you like, yeah, I know you got some shit with you. But okay,
I don't consider them friends. I don't consider them friends. I consider them acquaintances.
You consider them acquaintances?
Yes, I don't consider them friends.
Well, I mean, I can't say that. Because it really depends on what type of shit that they got with them. For me to be like, we can't be friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? We can't be cool. Because everybody got something with them. Some more than others. Some more than others. But, you know, you got to take it in balance. You know, there has to be some type of balance to it.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, if you did something that you know, like, B is not going to like this, but fuck it, I'm going to do it. Then, yo, we can't, like, I can't forgive you. I can't forgive that.
God.
Because I wouldn't expect,
why? Because you wouldn't be expecting it?
Exactly.
Because you wouldn't be expecting it from me?
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's the whole thing. It's like, I would, yo, so like this.
There's no turning back. There's no forgiveness.
Nah, son. Because it's like, yo, how can I trust you after that? How can I trust you after that? But listen.
So you would rather, then you a pretender too. Because you would rather.
I'm not a pretender.
You're a pretender too, because you would rather be friends with somebody you know that's gonna wrong you, as opposed to giving your friend that you were friends with for 20 plus years
a second chance. What's that saying? You gotta flip it nowadays. So originally it says keep your enemies, your friends close, but your enemies closer. Well, now it's like, yo, keep your enemies close, but your friends closer. Because, yo, you never know. Nowadays, you never know.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Listen.
That's B logic.
It is. It's B logic. Because, like I said, man, I mean, come on. Like I said, if I'm not expecting it, if I don't expect you to do me any wrong, no harm at all, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
For you to turn around and do something one day intentionally, not by accident, intentionally, that goes beyond the.
But see, I could say the same thing about you. I could say the same thing about you. Because what caused us to stop speaking for the amount of time that we wasn't speaking, I wasn't expecting that from you.
But what did I do? I believe at the time I made a statement of something you just didn't want to hear. Maybe I came across a little harsh. Okay, a little harsh. I've been told that. But my whole thing is I shouldn't feel. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything with you because you jump in the ring with bricks in your gloves. So don't think that I'm going to jump in the ring with sand in mine, with cotton in mine.
But the point of the matter is, I wasn't expecting that from you. You understand what I'm saying? I've expected that from other people that I have considered friends. I was not expecting that from you.
Okay.
See what I'm
saying? Now, I'll take that. Now, see, and that, and I got you on that. But the whole thing is.
So should I not ever speak to you again?
Well, I didn't do anything drastic.
Should I not ever speak to you again? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it was drastic or what's the words you use, petty or whatever. It doesn't matter. It was something that I was not expecting from you.
Well, if that would have been your choice.
Okay.
But wait a minute. The thing is, I didn't cross you. I just said something in a relatively harsh manner. And it wasn't anything to be offensive. I wasn't
you
meant
said
to
it
be
at
offensive.
The wrong time.
Okay, now I can be. Now, you know what? I'll take that. I'll own that. Maybe I said something harsh at the wrong daggone time. I'll take
yes.
that.
But that's what it was. You said it at the wrong time. It wasn't something that I didn't need to hear. It wasn't the wrong thing to say. It's the timing. You said it at the wrong time. But again, like I said, I wasn't expecting it from you.
Okay, but we're still friends because it's not like I said something to intentionally offend you.
Okay.
So
my underarm itching is something intentional?
Well, if you drop me. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Listen, if I'm reaching for you to help you out, and my underarm is just going to have to itch. I'm just going to have to itch.
Oh, my God.
That's that.
Oh, my God.
Listen, it's B-Logic.
B-Logic.
I don't expect you to understand. It's B-Logic. I don't expect you to understand. I really don't expect you. But real talk, it's just, it's the principality of things. Like
okay.
I said, you keep your enemies close, but your friends closer.
Your friends closer, okay.
Yo, some of these people you never know. See me? Say what you want about me. But I would, like I said, I would never expect you to do anything.
You would never expect me to drop your ass off that cliff, huh?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't expect you to drop me off the cliff. I wouldn't, like, in certain things I just wouldn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people give you warnings. Maybe I've heeded some warnings, maybe I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last two situations, with people that with two individuals that I thought, you know, were brothers of mine.
Mm-hmm.
With one, I kind of saw some warnings because I saw him kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one came out of nowhere, came out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that was about.
Did you ask?
I haven't spoke to him since.
And that's another issue because you never know what's going on in that person's life to cause them to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, 20 plus years is a long time.
Yep.
At some point, you have to give people the benefit of the doubt. You don't know what was going on to cause whatever happened to happen. You know what I'm saying? But to just not confront it and say, well, fuck it, I guess we was never friends to begin with. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to somebody you haven't been friends with that long, and just because you expect them to be a certain way, that bond has yet to be broken. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, it's yet to be broken because what can be broken? Listen, if I go into a store to go get vegetables, and I know this store doesn't have the greatest vegetables, but I don't feel like taking three buses to go all the way across the other side of town to get the good vegetables.
You don't want those good vegetables. You'd rather have the bad one.
It's not that I'd rather have the bad one. is just that you kind of got you kind of go with what you got to deal with at the time.
Then
you know what I'm saying?
With that being said, then it's on you. You have accepted what you have.
Exactly.
And then my question is, why question it? If you know that's what you have and you have accepted it, why question it?
When did I question it? Like I said, if I know those vegetables ain't all that, I'm going in the store and getting what I can get and trying, you know, that's just that. I got to deal with it. But that's in that particular situation. That's just maybe for that day. Who knows how I may feel tomorrow or the day after that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I mean, in some cases, just certain things you just got to look at it is for what it is. Because once again, people that we were dealing with 20, 30 years ago ain't the same people we dealing with now.
Of course not.
The vegetables from years ago ain't the same as the vegetables now. The food ain't the same as from years ago as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're forced to be in a position like we got to kind of take what we can get to a certain degree. Because people, like you said earlier, people just ain't genuine no more. A lot of people just ain't genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, you're stepping into that. When you go out the door, you go into that new vegetable spot. You know their vegetables ain't all that, but you're kind of rolling with it for right now. Until you get that chance to get across town. That's how I got to look at it.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of crazy, but like I said, it's
B-logic.
Yeah. B-logic. I'm not saying B-logic may work for you or anybody else, but, you know, it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to kind of roll with the what. And not only that, but everybody has their self-defense mechanisms. A lot of people don't want to be hurt. They don't want to be wronged. Certain things they just don't want to have to deal with. Because there's enough going on in life. So there's certain things that they do to protect themselves from certain types of people. And when you have that person around you, who, like I said, they may have their shit with them, but they're genuinely genuine, sometimes you got to take the bitter with the sweet. And that's with any relationship at times.
True.
You take the bitter with the sweet. It's like that 80-20 rule. Even though I kind of hate to quote that right now. I mean, if you know the person is 80% genuine, but they 20%, they got some shit with them, then it's like, like, what do? You can go to the next person who you know 80% of them is trash, but they only got that 20% quality. You shortchanging yourself.
Right.
So I'd rather go with the 80. A lot of people just go with the 20.
And shortchange themselves?
Of course. All
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people shortchange themselves because they're not sure in themselves what they want. They don't recognize or realize, you know what I'm saying? They don't know what they want. And some of them they're not even concerned with what they're getting because they're so busy wanting what they want. And maybe that's just someone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought, it's just my observation.
Okay.
Yeah, be logical. You know what I mean? But you forgave me for my harsh statement. Like I said, even though you know I didn't mean it intentionally. See, if I would have meant if I would have meant it, then I can understand if you never spoke to me again. Because I meant to be cruel.
I got tired of waiting for you to come back and say, you know what? I was wrong. I apologize. It was a matter of who could hold out the longest. That's what that was. And I lost that battle. Yes.
That wasn't on, no. I wasn't doing that.
I know you wasn't. That's why I reached out first.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I missed my big sis, but I was like, you were very angry. And I was like, wow, like, what did I do? Because, see, I didn't know what I did.
Yeah, exactly.
Until we discussed it, and I was like, oh, so you felt like this. Like, oh, okay.
I didn't realize what you did wrong, but okay.
Well, maybe because I didn't think that I was being
insensitive. You didn't think it was wrong at the time.
No, I didn't think I was being insensitive to your feelings. See, that's what I wasn't paying attention to, because, you know, we talk. Like, you can, like I said, you can come in the ring with me with bricks on your gloves. But let me have a hammer or a rock. It don't fly. And I'm like, wait a minute, how is that possible? Like I said, I should be able to say what I need to say because I care. I'm not saying it to be offensive. I'm not saying it to be rude. I'm not saying it to demean you. We're friends. Unconditionally.
And again, like I said, I didn't take it like that.
Okay.
That's not how I took it. It was just bad timing. That's all it was. Mm. You were absolutely 100% correct in what you said. It was just bad timing.
Okay. Like I said, I own up to that. I definitely own up to that. Timing was wrong. I'm not the best at that. I can admit. So, you know what? I apologize. I'm sorry for not being more sensitive and aware of your feelings.
Thank
due
you,
to
brother.
My bad
I appreciate that.
Due to my bad timing.
Thanks, brother.
So
I appreciate
anytime.
That. You heard it here on live radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Brother B owned up to his. I told you, I'm man up. I own up to my stuff. I own up to my stuff. Like I said, I apologize because, you know, I wasn't aware. And I think a lot of times that's where the miscommunication comes in, because people are not aware or being made aware of what
right.
they're saying or how they're saying it, because I'm starting to learn that. Like my sister will say, oh, you say things the way you come across. I'm like, how do I come across?
Sometimes it takes the person that you're coming across to let you know.
This is true,
and
but
again, that's what a true friend does. They don't sugarcoat it. They don't, you know.
But how do I know? You just don't want to hear it. How do I know that you just ain't telling me this because you just don't want to hear what I got to say at the time?
They would have to let you know.
Now, certain people don't do that. See, that's when there's a little bit of that posing comes in. Because if you got something to say, listen, I can make all the faces in the world. I may not like what you're saying, may make a couple of faces behind it, but I'm going to listen because I have no choice but to listen. I have no choice but to listen. So I'm going to listen because it wouldn't be fair if I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't do that. They just automatically want to shut down, shut off, and they don't want to give the other person another chance. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I said, now it's hard for me. That benefit of the doubt thing, like, I don't even know how to spell that. I don't even know how to spell that.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I really, because I've made attempts at that. And the few times that I've done it, it's just led me back to, like, why did you do that? Like, why did you give that person a chance to kick you in your ass again?
That's my question. Some people don't deserve that much. They really don't.
Yeah.
But, of course, B-Logic would tell me otherwise.
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends. You know, it really depends. I mean, you know what? It really depends on what you do and where you're at with me.
Mm-hmm.
For me to really just, like, forgive you for some dumb shit. Like, I may have
to
look at you.
And I'm so curious to know what the hell that would be.
Oh, man. You know what?
I am dying to know.
You know what? I'm dying to know, too.
What would that be for me?
I don't know.
In that situation.
Because, see, a lot of people out there that
think... What would that person have to do?
What would that
person have to do?
I just be... Because
in my opinion, it was already done.
Listen, it's be stupid. Be stupid. There's a big difference in between being dumb and making the wrong decision. But if you're just plain stupid, I can't mess with you. I just can't. Like, I can't forgive. Yeah, like, if you're doing... Yeah. Like, you gotta give that person that look like, yo, that was really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see you sticking a fork in a socket before, you know what I'm saying, and I can see more logic than that, than you doing
that's
certain
stupid,
you shooting
because
other
you know what's going to happen.
Well, no, that's just dumb because you know what was going to happen. Stupid is just like you just like, and like you did it. You're like, you did it, and you expect somebody to be okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. You did, like, you burnt down my house and you expect me to be okay with that? Like, you're sleeping with, you know what I'm saying,
okay,
my dog, you expect me to be okay with that?
What extent do you go to before you say, okay, like, why are you so accepting of certain things? You understand what I'm saying? Like, what is it going to take for you to say, okay, that's the straw that broke the camel's back? You know all of this about this person, about this so-called friend. What to expect from them?
Yeah. Hello? Rage. Hello? Okay. Well, listen, this is Brother B. Looks like Sister Rachel has call has dropped. But in any event, listen, we got about 11 minutes left. to wrap it up early. I just want to say, yeah, listen, when it comes down to true friendship, y'all, real talk, remember that word unconditional. Don't be a poser. Don't be a pretender. If you can't be there or accept somebody for who they are unconditionally, then don't talk friendship. Talk associates. Talk fair weather friends. But when you're talking true friendship, remember that word unconditional. All right? Yo, this is Brother B signing off. Peace and love till next week. Another episode of Menu in the Can. Sorry for the technical difficulties and anything else. Be back next week. Peace.